Good morning here on the Mighty 690 KGGF. I'm Matt Jordan, and yesterday afternoon I sat down with the head coach of Labette County High School, Bradley Argerbright, as he gets ready for the Shrine Bowl coming up this weekend. Of course, a game you can hear on the Mighty 690. Here's my conversation with Coach Argerbright. All right, Coach, so How long have you guys been out prepping for the game on Saturday? When did you guys go, get all the players together? Because I'm sure it takes some time. I mean, most of these guys never played with each other before, so kind of figuring out how your coaching staff is going to work together and the players. So how long have you guys been kind of practicing?
Yeah, we showed up as a coaching staff on Saturday this last week. Really got that whole day. You know, we sent as a staff and really nailed down what we wanted to get accomplished both offensive, defensively, and on special teams. Talk about, our depth chart and, kids, we've got a great roster, but, we want to make sure we get kids in the right spot. And, some of it is, we've got a lot of kids that play, a lot of positions on their team, and we're just trying to get, make sure we get bodies where we need them to get. But our players reported on Sunday, all 44 of them, got them all here, and, we're on practice number 10. Today's Wednesday, and we're on practice number 10 or 11 today, so we had a 3-a-day. We've had some long days, a lot of meetings, and but the kids are doing a really good job. They've really bought into playing for the East squad and the bigger cause of the whole thing. Playing for the kids. Making sure that we're ready to go and that we have the game plan in. But just have a really good week so far, and we're just trying to get better each practice and make sure we're ready to go and have a good shot to go beat the West on Saturday.
And, for you personally, you guys coming off one of the more successful seasons Labette has had in a while, and, not only you representing Labette County High School, but also you got a couple of players, and then just representing the SEK League, a player from Parsons and a player from Chanute, and I think a couple or at least one from Pittsburgh. So being able to represent Southeast Kansas, what does it mean to not only you, but the players that you're getting to coach as well?
Yeah, it means a lot, to be able to represent Southeast Kansas. It's always great to have a coach, from our league in this game. Coach Scheibe's been in this game. Coach Frizzell from Chanute's been in this game. So just to be able to carry that on, from a lot of good coaches that we've had in our league, it says a lot about, our area and the amount of talent that we really have there. So, I know a couple of our guys are actually going to get a start on Saturday, and it's going to be exciting to get them to watch them play together. We've always watched them play against each other, but to get them to watch them play together, it's going to be really fun. So we've got two Pittsburgh kids. We've got a Pittsburgh Colgan kid. We've got a kid from Parsons, a kid from Chanute. We've got two from our place. I don't know if I said Parsons, but we've got a Parsons kid as well. So, it's a lot of fun to have those guys here. They've been hanging out, to get to interact and be around those kids. And this setting is really special, as a coach. So, then getting the opportunity to coach some of them. So, they're really good players in their program, and for us to be able to coach them now, it's been a lot of fun, and we just can't wait for Saturday.
Well, looking at the rest of the coaching staff, how has it been? I mean, getting to pick some of the brains of some of these guys, Wellsville and Shawnee Mitchell Northwest, Baser Linwood, all the way down to Osage City is a 2A powerhouse. So, one, the different levels from 1A to 6A all mixing together, and two, just some of the really talented coaches that have a lot of success at their level, being able to kind of soak that in coming off your first season as a head football coach.
Yeah, the experience that I've gotten this week has been invaluable. It's gonna carry over for the rest of my career, just being around these guys. Every day I'm asking questions, just trying to see how they run their programs, trying to see what they do offensively, defensively, and then just learning, the little things about how they do discipline, how they do different stuff in the summer. So I'm just really trying to learn as much as I can from these coaches, offering, what worked for us, that they want to know what we've been doing that's been working. So, taking some of those ideas and incorporating them to your own, but also, making sure that you're learning as much as you can, because, you're here for a week, but, every one of those practices, you can learn something new or a new drill, or take something from those guys. So truly blessed to be here in this game, and around these great coaches. You know, our offensive coordinator is from Rossville, Coach Thomas. He's won 5 state championships. I think on our staff, we've won 7 state championships as a combined staff. So, you know, just picking those guys' brains as much as I can and learning from them and, you know, writing stuff down and just transferring that to our program as much as I can that will fit what we do. So just a great honor to be here with these coaches and learn as much as I can.
Now, prepping for a football game is a challenge in and of itself week in and week out during a regular season, but when you're doing what you guys are doing, where you're taking all these players that have never played together before, there's 44 of them, and you know only 11 of them are on the field at any given time, how are you going to manage not only making sure that guys get the playing time that they want, they deserve, you know, they're doing this, you know, outside of their normal stuff, managing injuries, and then also having to deal with the fact that you don't normally play football in the summertime?
Yeah, you know, it's a lot of unknowns. You know, we have an idea of what they're going to do offensively and defensively, but you could show up and they do something completely different that you haven't prepared for. Because, you know, they have 6 summer coaches, just same as us, and actually 7 with the head coach. So, you know, it is a challenge to get everybody on the same page. But, you know, as far as playing time goes, you know, it's just we have a 1 group, we have a 2 group, and then, you know, we have a red group and we have a white group. And just making sure, you know, we get all those guys in the game as much as we can. But, you know, and then part of it is, you know, at some point, you know, you're going to want to go try to win the game. You know, you hope you're in that spot that you get your best 11 on the field at the same time. So, you know, it's also going to be, you know, who plays well in the game. It's, you know, part of that is who's going to perform well. You know, someone's going to stand out that hasn't done well in practice. Maybe they just didn't have a good week of practice and they're going to have a great game. So, you know, that's what's fun about this game is that we've got 44 guys that can all go make a play at any time. You know, it's going to be fun to see who shines on Saturday night. So we just got to get everyone on the same page and then just make sure we're playing with great effort. You know, that's something we've really stressed this week is, you know, we can control how hard they play. So, you know, we're going to rally to the football, and I know our offense is going to be ready to play. It's been a fun week on the defensive side. I've been able to coach the defensive backs, and we've got a great room. You know, and 2 of those kids in our secondary room are former Lovett County kids. So, you know, Kegan Bates played 4 years for us as an all-state player, and it's been a great week being able to coach him again one more time. You know, with our helmet on and getting to watch him compete. And he's had a really great week. And then Chandler Henson, kid from Parsons, he was with us his freshman year and then went to Parsons for 3 years. So to be able to coach him, you know, one more time, that to come back full circle has been really, really neat as well. And then Michael Reed, our big D tackle, I'm not coaching his position group, but to be on the defensive side with him as well, that kind of kid, been there 4 years for us, all-state player. He's a SCK defensive MVP. Just being able to coach those 2 and Chandler, you know, one more time, just it's really special, and we're going to focus in on Saturday night.
Well, Coach, you've given me a lot here, and I appreciate you taking some time. Last kind of question for you. What's after this whole experience is said and done, the game's over, what's one thing do you think you'll take away or hope to take away from this experience, carrying it in to next season with your first year under your belt and heading into your second year?
You know, just the grind and learning as much as I can from this experience. You know, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. You know, a lot of coaches don't get this opportunity. You know, one, you've got to have a great year, and then, you know, things just have to fall the right way for you. But, you know, a lot of our coaches are great men, and learning the discipline and the values that they carry in their programs is something I'm really going to take. But, you know, the main part of our focus this week is on the kids, you know, helping out the Shiner's mission. And, you know, what I'm most looking forward to is the hospital experience. We haven't even got to that yet. Friday is our big hospital experience at the Shiner's Hospital there in Emporia. And, you know, I can't wait for that experience. You know, talked to a lot of the coaches that have been here in the past. A lot of our coaches have been in the Shrine Bowl. You know, we talked about how many state championships they've won. So a lot of these guys have been here before, and, you know, they all talk about that. So I can't wait for that experience. And then to spread the Shriners mission, you know, weak leg, strong legs can run, so weak leg can't. You know, and we just that's a big part of this, and watching the kids interact with some of the patients this week is, it really brings home, you know, what we're here for. It's, you know, we're here for the game, but at the same time, we're here to raise money for the Shiners and those kids, and making sure they get the needs that they deserve. So, you know, it's going to be a special night on Saturday. We can't wait to get going, and, you know, the East squad is going to bring everything they have to try to bring it back home for the East side.
All right, and, you know, we'll have the game on our station here, and, you know, there are no Montgomery County kids in it, and, you know, there's no Wilson County kids, but Southeast Kansas being represented, and I think sometimes this area of the state can get overlooked, so great opportunity for those guys that are competing from Southeast Kansas to really kind of show, hey, you know, we can play with the big dogs from the other areas of the state.
Yeah, you know, I really do think that our Southeast kids, Kansas kids, are really going to shine on Saturday night. They're excited to prove the kind of football players they are and the kind of football that we have in Southeast Kansas. So, you know, a lot of kids from our area are in the game. And, you know, for our viewing area, I know it's going to be a lot of fun to watch those guys get reps and play together on the same team. So hopefully we have a great night. Hopefully we come away with the win. But, you know, the main mission is for our Shiners. So we can't wait to lock it up on Saturday with the West. But, you know, go East.
All right, Coach. Appreciate you again taking some time to talk with me, and look forward. Good luck to you Saturday night and the squad there, and look forward to chatting with you again when we get a little bit closer. We're just a few months away from the start of high school football season.
Yeah, you know, this is just a little precursor for us. You know, our program, we're going to have our camp when we come back from 4th of July, take some of these ideas into our own program, and, you know, we can't wait for this week. But like you said, high school football is only, you know, 6-7 weeks, maybe 8 weeks away, and we can't wait to, you know, get the Bet County football team back on the field for Friday night football. But thank you for your coverage. Thank you for highlighting all of our Southeast Kansas kids, and you know, I hope that we get a lot of people there at the game. And if you can't make it, tune in, because we're gonna have a lot of kids on the field. So can't wait to watch our players play.
Thanks again, Coach Argerbright, for taking some time to talk with me. I know he's busy getting ready for the Shrine Bowl. Again, that's coming up this weekend. It'll be 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock kickoff right here on the Mighty 690. You're listening to KGGF. We'll have more back with James after this.